glory. Yeah. That amen means we agree. We agree with what God is saying about us. We agree. Yeah. We agree. Do we agree? Yeah. Say, I agree, Lord, that your favor is upon me. I don't feel it, but I agree, Lord, that your favor is upon me. Yeah. Verbalize it. Let's say it together. I agree that your favor is upon me. Despite my circumstances, say it, let's all say it together. Despite my circumstances, I believe that your favor is on me. I believe that your favor is on me. No matter what tomorrow holds, your favor is upon me. No, whatever's gone on in the past to make me doubt you, it's not true. Because your word is eternal, and your word says you are for me. And if you are for me, who can be against me? Nobody, nothing, no circumstance, nothing that comes in my path. You are for me. And I know that's tough this morning for some of us. It's really tough. Because some of us have been through really difficult circumstances and are still going through difficult circumstances. I think I'll forget my notes. We're going through difficult circumstances, yeah? Some of us are in the midst of horror. Some people in this room, and I'm not asking them to verbalize, some people have verbalized. Last couple of weeks, a couple of people verbalized some of the issues they were facing. And we don't have to throw out everything. Unless you want prayer, you can just put a prayer chain out and say, look, I've got this issue. But some people have got deep, underlying, long-standing issues which the enemy has sort of strangled them with. The enemy wants to strangle you. Did you know that? He does. He wants to strangle it out of you. He wants to shut you up. He wants you to doubt and disbelieve and say, I know it's never going to happen. It's always happening over there. These mighty miracles are always happening over there. It can never happen to me. You've heard an instance this morning of healing. And some of you need healing. I need healing on this leg. Yeah? I know others need healing on this leg. I'm doing exercises. No, it's doing any good. But I'm believing God is a healing God. I know God's a healing God. I know. My mum was given 6 weeks to live. With TB, this is going back when TB was a problem. She was given, see, I'm only here because of the grace of God. Yeah, that's the only reason I'm here. My mum shouldn't have been alive. She was in a sanatorium. But a church prayed and her life was healed and she turned around. I know God is a healing God. I've seen it. I keep telling this and I'm repeating myself. I don't mind because it's to the glory of God. The Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool, I remember being there as a child. And it was a child, it was mid-50s. And you know, the front of the Philharmonic Hall, if you've ever been there, it's a 2,000-seater place, was full of crutches, of wheelchairs, all sorts of contraptions that people had taken off because an evangelist came called Clifton Erickson from America, and he stayed for about 5 or 6 weeks. And I always remember my mum saying he should have stayed longer because the place was absolutely heaving with people getting healed, getting saved. Miracles. I remember people running up and down the stage and running up and down the balcony. I've seen it with my own eyes. And guys, I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing now. And that isn't, I'm saying anything against the Lord. I'm not satisfied because I want to see more of the hand of God working in people's lives. It breaks my heart when I see people crushed. It breaks my heart when I see people bound by sin. Bound by sickness, bound by the cares of this world. We know we're coming into a dreadful time. The government keeps slapping at us all the time. The media keeps throwing at us all the time. Every time you turn the media on, you know, it's going to be another £1,000. If you keep watching that, guys, it just totally, it wrecks you completely because you think, how on earth am I ever going to do it? I'm a pensioner. How am I ever going to manage it? But I'm not bothered. I am not bothered. And I've got a few bob in the bank, not a massive amount of money, but I'm okay. But I'm not bothered, even if it were like a Job, I didn't have it. Because I know that God is for me. I don't want anyone in this room thinking I can't pay that bill. Because we're a church, we're a family of God's people. If you need support or you need help, then ask. Ask God, yes, and God will provide. How many people, I could ask for a show of hands, how many people have had unexpected money come their way? Two hands up. Yeah. Because God does those sorts of things. He does it. I know he does it. And he can do it again. But we are a family of God's people. I don't want anyone leaving this room thinking, how on earth am I ever going to get food tomorrow? How am I ever going to do it? And you could be in that state. And that doesn't mean we have to be stupid and just, you know, waste money. But we're sensible people. But it means that we should be a family, yeah? If one of my sons, I've only got one, but if my son, if Andrew comes to me, or Sarah comes to me with a need, right? If he asks for bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks for something else, will he give him a scorpion? No. I'd give them my last cent. And God is a multifaceted God who just wants to do more and more and more and more. We can't outgive God. We can't out-resource God. It's just bottomless. Mark was talking to me before about the farmers who were digging these massive wells, you know, massive, bigger than the room out there, to get water from down below. You know, because it's deep, deep, deep. And you can go as deep as you want into the deepest mine. And you never, ever touch what God has got. It's so deep and vast. Yeah. The benefits of God are there for each one of us today. Guys, God is for us. We heard last week Dave read that passage out in, I think it's Second Kings 7, I think it is, where they came to the prophet and he said, you know, they've been in siege in the city. Look at it for yourself when you go home. And he said, tomorrow you won't be able to cope. There'll be that much stuff. It'd be so cheap. We'll be giving it all away. No chance. We've been in poverty. We've been struggling for so long. But God provided. God did the impossible. And they went and the bounty was just there. The person who doubted didn't get anything. He got trampled in the rush. Yeah, he was standing at the gate. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Impossible. And whoomph. 10,000 people said, well, we're going to have a look anyway. We're going to have a go. And out they went. Yeah. Don't be a doubter. I know it's hard. Don't be a doubter. Try not to be a doubter. I'll say that. Because we all doubt. I doubt as well. Sometimes I sit and think, Lord, is that actually happening? Did you really mean that? Is that not really happening? But try not to be a doubter, because you might get crushed in the rush. I don't want to be that person, do you, who gets run over because the crowd are going to where God is doing it and I'm thinking, no, I don't believe it. It's not going to happen. I want to be on the front line. I want to be on the front line. When God really moves, I want to be on the front line. Not because it's all about me. It isn't. It's all about God, and I want to make sure I see it. I want to be part of it. And it's going to happen, guys. God is doing it. Yeah. God has not forgotten us. We don't deserve his blessing. We don't deserve it. We've messed up. We've got things wrong. Individually, collectively, certainly as a nation, we've totally messed up. But God's mercy and compassion and grace and favor is still on us because we're his children. As I've said about my children, his mercy, even if you've run away from God, and people are trying to run away from God. Do you know, you can never, ever run away from God. You can never, ever run. I've been watching the European Championship. It's great to watch it. Fantastic. Some of those guys, I wish I could do it. And you know, sometimes we're trying to outrun God. People are trying to run away from him. Don't try and run away from God, because you can never, ever do it. He's champion of the world. He's ahead of you. Don't try and run ahead of God. And we often try and do that. We try and sort the problem out ourselves. Don't run ahead of God. Trust him where you are. Trust and obey, it says in the old song. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So if you're running today, stop it. God's running after you. If you're running away, he's running. We've sang that song before. He's running after you. That's how much God loves me. That's how much he cares for me. He's running after me. The title of my sermon today was God is Good. And we all know the last line. All the time. Tom's favourite song. I'm not going to sing it, Tom. Don Moen. Adrienne was singing a few weeks ago. Why can't I sing? Don Moen. Don Moen. God is good all the time. He is good all the time. He never fails, never makes a mistake, never gets something wrong. Glory, 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 glory. The goodness of God is just, it's amazing. We're going to reach out, we're going to pray, we're going to sing that song again, and we're going to do it over each other. Jane just came and said, could we pray that over? Could we actually do that over each other? Do you know, in the Bible as well, people went through difficult times. We heard about, who was talking about Joseph last week? Somebody mentioned Joseph last week. I think it was you, Tom, wasn't it? Yeah. About Joseph, you know, what's going on here, God? I'm in prison. Your favor's supposed to be on me. I'm in jail. I'm in this. It wasn't just like a jail we've got today. This was a squalid dungeon. I've been betrayed by my family. What does it say? They meant it for harm, but you meant it for good. And God does it. He brings us out. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what's going on here, Lord? Hang on, oh, you're here. Oh, thank you very much. You're alongside me in the fire. God's alongside you in the fire. Daniel in the lion's den. Imagine that. Must have been a fantastic experience, that, with a gang of lions. I'm just patting them. Hey, but imagine what he felt like. You'd be like this in the corner, wouldn't you? But God was with him. Tom's devotional. If you don't do Tom's devotionals, get on them. Tom, your devotional yesterday, Tom, it's not all about you, Tom, by the way, but, you know, you're great. We think you're great. Was on destiny. Destiny. We've got a destiny in God. We are destined to win. That's a great song, DeGarmo and Key. Destined to win is what we are in Christ. We can't lose. We cannot lose. We're not Evertonians. We cannot lose. Sorry, Ailsa. That was a low blow. It was a low blow. I'll say Manchester United then. Manchester United. We can't lose. We're destined to win. Anyway, enough of me. Let's